Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 382 for Friday, May 6th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Friday, climbing to some of its highest levels in 9 months on the back of Chicago soy oil, a weaker Canadian dollar, and fund buying. Canola was up by $3 to over $10, the July contract up $10.90 at $510.60 per ton. Mounting weather concerns in western Canada contributed to the strength in canola today. Warm and dry conditions may be allowing for a rapid start to spring seeding across the prairies, but many areas are looking too dry and will soon need some timely rains. The early seeding pace is also raising the possibility of frost damage if there's a late spring frost. Stats Can pegged Canadian canola stocks in a report out this morning as of March 31st at 7.5 million tons. That compares with 8.3 million tons at the same point last year and was seen as a sign of the tightening supply situation. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher, with the biggest gains in beans. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand report next week, and some positioning ahead of that data was a feature. Soybeans, they were up 14 to 23 cents, the July contract up 22 at 10.34 per bushel. Soybeans were on the defensive in early activity, but turned higher as the day progressed, with ongoing production concerns in Argentina behind some of the strength. While harvest weather has improved in the South American country, the damage caused by excess moisture earlier in the year is still being calculated. A move back above some major moving averages was also supportive for soybeans, with fund traders back on the buy side. Corn was up 3 to 4 cents, the July contract up 4 at 3.77 per bushel. Production issues in Brazil were somewhat supportive as dry weather there cuts into the yield prospects. Solid export demand for U.S. corn also underpinned the futures, with a fresh sale of 132,000 tons of U.S. corn to Israel reported this morning. But on the other side, the good pace of spring seeding across the U.S. did cap the gains. For wheat, prices were steady to up 3 cents, the July contract in Chicago up a half cent at 4.64 per bushel. Wheat was lacking any clear direction of its own today, with end-of-the-week positioning the main feature as prices hovered right above nearby lows. A crop tour of Kansas going on this week placed average yields in the major wheat-growing state at 48.6 bushels per acre. That was well above the 35.9 bushels per acre last year. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, May 6th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton.